The pressure starts the moment the plane door opens. She steps into cold air and understands that her life is no longer her own. Every hour she works from this point forward is tied to someone back home. A mother waiting on grocery money. A niece who needs school fees. A brother who lost a job last week. She feels all of it before she finds her footing in this new place. The shifts are long and the rent is high, but the calls come steady. They carry both love and expectation. No one says it out loud, yet everyone knows she is now the one holding the line. She sends what she can and hides what it costs her. Each transfer keeps a household running across the ocean. The burden grows without warning, and she learns to live with a quiet fear. If she slows down, someone's lights go out. Chapter 1. Leaving home. Carrying duty. She left at dawn. The sky was still dark over the airport road, and the air carried the quiet dread that comes with a one-way trip. Her family stood close, trying to look strong, but the strain showed in the way their voices stayed low. They knew this was the path many women took when wages stalled and bills rose faster than any job at home could cover. She boarded with a single suitcase and a promise that she would send something as soon as she settled. No one said how often. No one needed to. The expectation sat between them like a second goodbye. The flight carried the weight of every woman who had gone before her. Jamaica, Trinidad, Haiti, Guyana, the Dominican Republic. Different islands, same story. Limited job mobility. Slow promotions, pay that held steady while living costs climbed. She had tried to stretch her last job for as long as possible. She worked extra hours, sold small goods on weekends, braided hair for neighbors, and still, her debt stayed fixed. The offer to work abroad came through a friend. It was not glamorous, it was not safe in every corner, but it was real money, and it moved fast. That was enough. When she landed, the cold bit through her jacket. The city ran on a pace she had never seen. Crowds, buses, traffic, and co-workers who move without looking up. She found a small apartment where four women already lived. The space was tight. Two shared each room. Another slept on a couch that folded into a thin bed. Rent took most of their pay. It was the cost of survival near the jobs they needed. She told herself she would adjust. Everyone did. Work started in the first week. Long shifts. Heavy cleaning. Elder care. Restaurant prep lines. Whichever job called first. She kept her head down and learned the routines. The pay was better than home, but vanished once she divided it across rent, transport, food, and the first transfer she knew she had to send. She had promised. More than that, she understood the unspoken rule. When a woman leaves, she becomes the anchor. She becomes the one who steadies the family when storms hit. It was the same story she grew up watching. Aunts who sent barrels. Older cousins who wired money every month. Neighbors who built houses with overseas funds. Every community carried proof of the remittance chain. Her first month passed quickly. She learned where to shop cheap. She learned which buses ran late. She learned how to make one meal last 3 days. She learned to answer every call from home, even when she was exhausted. At first, the calls were warm. They asked how she was adjusting. They told her they missed her. Then the tone shifted, with small hints of mead, a light bill due, a school trip coming up, groceries running low. She understood the coded language. She sent what she had. It stretched her budget thin, but she managed. Over time, the chain formed without ceremony. She supported her younger sister. She covered books for her nephew. She bought medication for her mother. She sent small amounts when cousins hit 5 years old. She passed away from the time the root had been. What about the story about them? they spoke with gratitude and careful words, but the expectation hardened into routine. She felt it settle against her chest. Her income became a shared resource before she ever found stability for herself. Some nights she lay awake listening to the hum of the radiator and the distant noise of the street. She thought about the distance between her small room and the place she once called home. She imagined her mother boiling water on the stove and her sister sweeping the yard. She pictured the roof she hoped to repair and the nephew she wanted to send to a better school. These images pulled her forward even when her body begged for rest. She told herself it would ease in time. She believed that if she worked hard now, she could build a cushion and breathe again. The women she lived with carried similar loads. Each had someone depending on them. One supported her father after a stroke. Another paid rent for two younger brothers still looking for work. A third covered the cost of repairs after a hurricane damaged her family home. They shared stories late at night. They never complained. They spoke as if this was the natural order of things. They had been raised in households where women carried the quiet duties that kept everyone else afloat. Leaving had not changed that. It had only widened the distance between responsibility and rest. By the third month, she felt the weight grow heavier. Her mother called more often. Her sister hesitated before asking for help, but still found her way to the point. The cost of groceries at home had risen again. A school fee deadline approached. She looked at her own numbers and realized she would need to pick up extra shifts. She took them without hesitation. 8 hours became 10. 10 became 12. Sleep became 12. She could no longer afford. She told herself it was temporary. She walked to work before dawn and returned after dark. The cold air numbed her cheeks. Her hands cracked from cleaning solutions. She moved through each day with a quiet determination. The pressure was steady, but not yet breaking. She thought of the family members who waited on her transfers. She knew the role she played. She was not just sending money. She was holding a household together from miles away. It was a heavy truth, but she accepted it. In quiet moments, she wondered when remittances turned from support into obligation. She wondered when help became the foundation of someone else's survival. She never said this out loud. The thought felt disloyal. She pushed it away and focused on the next shift. She believed she could keep going as long as she stayed disciplined. She told herself she was strong enough to carry it. But the question lingered. It grew sharper each time the phone rang. She could feel the line between love and duty starting to blur. The pressure settled deeper. She kept moving, hoping the pace would steady. Her exit line came near the end of the month. Another call. Another request. A tone she had not heard before. It carried need that sounded permanent. She hung up and stared at the ceiling. For the first time, she wondered if this path had no end. Chapter 2. The Quiet Extraction. The pressure rose without announcement. It entered her life through small requests that came more often and stayed longer. Each one sounded reasonable on its own. A school bill, a medical checkup, a grocery shortage, a sudden repair after heavy rain. These were normal needs in any Caribbean household. What changed was the frequency. What changed was the tone beneath the words. Gratitude sat on the surface, but dependence grew underneath it. She felt the shift before anyone admitted it. They relied on her now, not sometimes, always. Her days blurred. She woke before the sun, packed her lunch, and stepped into cold air that scraped her lungs. The walk to the bus grew harder as fatigue settled deep in her bones. By the time she started her shift, she was already tired. Cleaning rooms, lifting supplies, prepping trays, wiping surfaces, standing for long hours. She moved through it all with a steady pace. She had no choice. Every hour she completed became another piece of money she could send home. She calculated her time not in wages, but in obligations. 1 hour could cover bus fare for a nephew. 2 hours could help her mother refill her medication. 5 hours might clear the electricity bill for the month. She broke her life into small increments of survival. The calls from home came on her breaks. She answered each one. She held the phone close and listened while leaning against the wall. They spoke in quiet tones, easing toward the point. At first, she reassured them that she was fine. Then she listened as they explained whatever had gone wrong that week. She spoke with calm, even when her stomach tightened. She told them she would handle it. She always did. The pattern repeated until it became the rhythm of her days. As the months passed, the requests sharpened. They were still wrapped in gentle words, but the urgency underneath grew stronger. She heard a strain in her mother's voice. She heard the frustration in her sister's. She heard the fear when a cousin fell ill. She took it all in and sent what she could. When her own funds ran tight, she cut back on herself. She skipped meals. She reduced her bus rides. She stretched her clothes longer than she planned. She shared groceries with the women she lived with. They understood. They were living their own quiet extractions. In the apartment, conversations often circled the same theme. One woman worked double shifts every weekend to cover her sister's tuition. Another took jobs off the books to send money for her father's medication. A third borrowed from co-workers to help rebuild her mother's roof after a storm. They spoke softly, but with firm resolve. None of them questioned the responsibility. They had grown up with the belief that when one person made it out, that person carried the rest. It was woven into childhood lessons, community stories, and family history. It felt natural, even when it drained them. The cultural silence around remittances tightened the pressure. Families rarely asked how the work abroad affected the women who sent the money. They praised their strength. They admired their sacrifice. They assumed the earnings were stable and abundant. They believed life overseas brought comfort. They could not see the cramped rooms, the long shifts, or the constant fatigue. They did not understand that the money arrived only because she pushed herself past her limits. The distance hid the reality. She let it stay hidden because explaining it felt like disappointment. She feared sounding ungrateful for the opportunities she had found. At work, her managers noticed she took every shift offered. They assumed she wanted the overtime. They did not see that she needed it to keep a household afloat across an ocean. She performed her tasks with care, even when her hands ached. She forced herself to stand straighter when her back stiffened. She swallowed frustration when customers spoke sharply. She carried the private knowledge that she could not afford to slow down. The demands waiting on her bank transfer kept her in motion. Her health began to show the strain. Sleep slipped away in thin pieces. Her appetite faded. Her mind drifted during breaks. She pushed through each problem with willpower. She reminded herself that her family counted on her. She had built her identity around being reliable, strong, and steady. Letting that image crack felt impossible. She kept going until going was the only thing she knew how to do. The extraction deepened in subtle ways. Her family learned her pay schedule without mentioning it. They called close to the dates when money usually arrived. They apologized before explaining the next need. The apologies softened the requests, but did not lighten them. She felt her chest tighten when she saw their numbers appear on the screen. She still answered, but a quiet dread grew beneath her voice. One evening, she returned to the apartment after a long shift. She set down her bag and sat on the edge of the bed. The room was warm and dim. The other women were still working. She took a breath and opened her messages. A list of needs waited. None of them were dramatic. All of them were necessary. She read them twice and felt a sharp pull inside. She counted her remaining money and saw how little she had left for the week. She stared at the numbers and felt something close to fear. Her thoughts drifted to the idea of support turning into extraction. She did not like the word. It felt harsh. Still, the truth pressed against her. She was giving more than she had. She was held by love, but driven by duty. The balance had shifted without her noticing. She wondered if her family understood the toll, or if they believed she was coping easily. She wondered if silence had allowed the burden to grow unchecked. She sent the transfers anyway. She told herself she would manage. She tightened her spending for the month and hoped nothing else would come up. But life at home rarely moved in predictable lines. Needs did not wait for her rest. Needs arrived as they always had, carried by storms, illness, job losses, rising prices, and unexpected turns. By the end of the week, she felt her strength slipping. She moved slower. Her mind struggled to stay present. Her chest felt heavy. She looked around the apartment and saw the same fatigue on the faces of the women she lived with. They pushed through it with quiet resolve. They understood the price of being the one who left. They understood how quickly responsibility could consume a person. The weight pressed harder than before. She continued because she believed she had no choice. She believed stopping would break the systems her family depended on. She believed she had to endure. She believed this was temporary, even when every sign said it was not. Her exit line arrived one night as she walked home in freezing air. Her phone rang. Another request. Another soft apology. Another soft apology. She stopped on the sidewalk and listened. Then she heard the words that confirmed the truth she had tried to ignore. They needed her again, and this time the need would not end. Chapter 3. The cost of carrying everyone. She felt the break before it showed. It arrived as a tightness in her chest that stayed even after she rested. It grew inside the long hours, the late night calls, the thin meals, and the sense that the world she supported back home pulled more from her each month. She did not collapse. She did not cry. She simply slowed in a way that frightened her. The women she lived with noticed first. They asked if she was fine. She gave the same answer she always gave. She would manage. She said it out of habit, not belief. The next request came during a shift. Her phone buzzed in her pocket while she wiped down the counter. She let it ring once, then twice. Then she answered because ignoring it felt impossible. Her mother explained another emergency. She spoke with a voice that tried to stay steady, a bill that had risen, a deadline that could not be missed. She apologized. The apology did not soften the weight. It reminded her how normal this had become. She listened and nodded, though her knees felt weak. When the call ended, she leaned against the wall and took a slow breath. Something inside her shifted. She knew she could not meet every demand and still survive this pace. That night, she sat on the bed with her back against the wall. The apartment was quiet. She opened her notebook and wrote her expenses, line by line. Rent, transport, groceries, transfers. She stared at the numbers until they blurred. No matter how she arranged them, the outcome stayed the same. She was giving more than she earned. She had been filling the gaps with overtime and sacrifice. Now, the gaps were wider than her strength. She felt the truth in her bones. She could not carry everyone anymore. The realization did not bring relief. It brought fear. Cutting support meant someone back home would struggle. A child might miss school. A house might fall behind on bills. A sick relative might go without medication. She held the pen tightly and felt her hand tremble. She had spent years being the reliable one, the steady one, the person who never missed a transfer. Changing that pattern felt like betrayal. But the cost of continuing was growing. Her body showed signs she could no longer ignore. Her sleep was fractured, her appetite was gone. Her mind drifted during tasks. She lived with a constant ache in her back and a heaviness behind her eyes. She had hidden it well, even from herself, but the signs were clear. She had reached a limit that no one back home could see. The first hard choice came the next morning. She called her sister. She explained that she could not send the full amount this month. Her voice shook even though she tried to steady it. Her sister paused. The silence cut deeper than any words. Then her sister said she understood, but her tone carried disappointment. Not anger, just quiet fear about what it meant for the household. The call ended with soft goodbyes, but the tension stayed in the air long after. Later that day, she called her mother. She explained again. Her mother listened with a long breath. She did not blame her. She did not question her. But she did not hide her worry either. That worry felt heavier than any bill. She held the phone close and tried to reassure her. She said she would still help, just not at the same level. Her mother agreed because she had no choice. The call ended with gratitude, but the weight of expectation did not fade. The emotional fallout came quietly. Fewer calls, shorter conversations. A shift in tone she could not mistake. They still loved her. They still needed her. But the relationship had changed. They now understood that her support had limits. They had lived so long inside the pattern that the disruption felt like a small earthquake. She felt it too. The distance widened, not from lack of love, but from a shared discomfort. They now saw what her role truly cost. At work, she moved slower. The manager asked if she needed time off. She shook her head. Time off meant less money. Less money meant more pressure. She pushed through the fatigue and told herself she just needed a few days to adjust. But adjusting meant facing the truth she had ignored for years. Her life had been built around meeting other people's needs. She had not given herself permission to need anything in return. One evening, she walked home through falling snow. The city lights blurred in the cold air. She thought about the women across the Caribbean who lived this same story. Nurses in New York, care workers in Toronto, hotel staff in London. Women who sent money with quiet discipline. Women who carried entire households on wages barely enough for themselves. Women who aged faster under the strain. She realized she had become part of a system larger than her family. Remittances supported entire economies. Governments counted on them. Communities relied on them. And the burden fell hardest on women who left home with one suitcase and a promise. She reached the apartment and sat on the bed, still wearing her jacket. She stared at the wall and tried to imagine a life with balance. A life where her support was shared. A life where her needs mattered too. The thought felt foreign. She had spent years shaping her identity around responsibility. Stepping back felt like stepping into an unknown world. But the break had already happened. She could no longer pretend she could hold everything together. She understood now that caring for others could not come at the cost of her own survival. She needed to reclaim space for herself, even if it meant difficult conversations, even if it meant disappointment, even if it meant redefining what family support looked like. The next call home surprised her. Her mother spoke with a softer tone. She said she understood. She said she wanted her to rest. She said she had not realized how heavy the burden had grown. The words hit her harder than any request. She felt her throat tighten. She had waited years to hear that kind of acknowledgement. It was small, but it was real. It opened the space she did not know she needed. She realized that the burden had remained invisible because she had hidden it well. She had carried it with silence. She had stayed strong until strength looked effortless. The moment she allowed the truth to surface, the shape of the burden changed. Not erased, not solved, but seen. And being seen mattered. She did not know what came next. She did not know how much she could give moving forward, or how her family would adjust. She only knew that she had crossed a point she could not return from. She had confronted the cost of carrying everyone, and the cost had finally spoken back.